Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Dawn Double D. Haynes, and I am from St. Bartholomew's Anglican Parish, located in the beautiful Berry Islands. Let us pray as we begin the day. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus Christ to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us, to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of Christ. My dear family of God, the words of Jesus to Philip in today's gospel are astonishing. We could say that this is the high point of John's gospel, and even of the New Testament as a whole. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. Jesus is not simply a holy man or a prophet or a God-like angel. He is the image of the invisible God, God's self-portrait. The Father is in Jesus, as Jesus is in the Father. It is an empowering presence. It enables Jesus to perform great works and enables us, as we connect with him, to do even greater works. In these words, we ourselves are being invited to share in the life and work of God, to share God's life, to do what God does. The Last Supper discourse in John is about our being initiating, being drawn into the Godhead as children and as friends of God, and here as co-workers with God in Christ. As we receive Jesus and take him and his message to heart, we become more and more his presence in the world, so much so that to receive us is to receive Jesus, and to receive Jesus is to receive the Father. There is a story told of a little boy during World War I. He was hiding out for many weeks in the hole in a wall during the occupation of the Germans in France. When the city was liberated, he came out of the hole, ragged and very hungry. An American soldier took one of the chocolates, which he had as a ration, and broke off a piece and gave it to him. And because the little boy was so cold and shivering, he took his jacket and placed it around him to keep him warm. The little boy, at seeing such kindness shown, looked at the soldier and uttered these words, "Mister, are you Jesus?" My brothers and sisters, we too need to reflect the grace of God so immensely in our lives that others can see Jesus in us. We need to be very humble and patient about embodying the presence of Jesus in the world, as we have so much false conditioning to shed. We are in constant need of purification. We are always a work in progress. There is an old Negro spiritual which reflects these sentiments. The writer declares, "Please be patient with me. God is not true with me yet." As we allow God to hollow us out, we become more and more like him. I often say, we move from being a mere image of God to becoming recreated in the likeness of Christ. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Consequently, each day, we need to invite the Spirit of Jesus to take us over. We could start each day with the following morning prayer. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind, that you may think in me. I give you my spirit, that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart, that you may love in me, your Father, and all humankind. I give you my whole self, that you may grow in me, so that it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me. May God's abundant blessing be with you today in Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, I thank you for listening and ask that if possible, you please share this devotion with family or friends. Have a blessed day in the Lord.